Welcome back to the Tom and Frenchie podcast. Exciting times.
We have a special guest. It is Louisa Daldini. Is that how I pronounce it?
Daldin. It's actually Italian, but it doesn't look it, does it?
Sounds like something out of Game of Thrones.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. When I first saw your name, I read it as Louis Aladine or something. I was like, that sounds like a drug dealer.
Oh, yeah, because like if it's
it blurs together. Yeah.
Yeah, nah, Louisa Daldin.
Louisa Daldin from the podcast We Mean Well. We had her offside at Jarchi on a couple of weeks ago. She has graced herself with... graced us with her presence?
Yes.
That's how we say
it.
You might have seen her on TikTok. I always see you on TikTok. You're crushing it on TikTok.
The chicken nugget video?
Chicken nugget video. We were talking about it. You've all come here to hear about it.
She got a million views eating a nugget.
Like, just, I think it honestly was the crunch. Like, there was like, you know when you get a good chicken nug and it's like a crunchy one? I like bit into it and it was like.
So you got those ASMR fans.
Yeah, that's probably what hooked them in. It was like a 4-second video.
It does, like, because before the podcast started, she was telling us about how she got a million views for just eating a nugget, and initially I was skeptical, and then I'm just thinking about the nugget because everyone likes nuggets, so I'm thinking I would share that. I'll be like, check out that nugget,
that looks like a good
nugget. It looks like a good nug,
but is it a nugget?
Well, that's the thing. I was getting roasted. Everyone was like, "That," you know how trolls come along? I'm like, fuck off. They're literally like, that's a chicken tender. Nice, but that's a chicken tender. I'm like, okay.
Everyone gets so offended.
Let me eat my chicken in peace. Like, I'm literally doing nothing wrong but hooning a chicken nug in my car.
Would you consider becoming one of those, what are they called, mukbangs, where you just eat
in front
of the camera?
I would love that. When I post videos of me eating Uber Eats hungover, they go off.
I love that.
And it's like the shittest lighting you've ever seen. It's like backlit. I'm like, you know, like hideous
POV.
In my robe. Like,
POV?
What's that? Well, point of view. Yeah, so it's
so,
sitting
it's
like
just
that.
The food? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. It's like a GoPro
POV
on like
food.
A forehead.
Okay.
Or like on a nose and it just seems.
Just like. Yeah, they seem to go well. I think it's more because I pick the weirdest shit when I'm hungover. You know, most people would be like burger and chips.
Yeah.
Or you know, something. I'll like get like a fucking, like a pasta and then like a brownie and like a baguette.
A baguette. That's like pregnancy cravings.
Yeah, well, I'd hope not.
Because she'd been binge drinking.
Who wants a brownie when... Oh, yeah,
You've got to have something sweet.
For the baby.
No.
You've got to have savoury and then sweet.
That's mental. That's serial killer.
Savoury and sweet. I'm
What?
Yeah. What do you mean?
You have chippies and a burger and a Coke. Oh, I guess Coke's sweet. Is that what you mean?
You have like dinner and dessert, brother.
I'm not having dessert when I'm hungover.
I am. I'm having everything. I also do orders of like, I'm not even exaggerating, like $40 just on liquids. Like I'll order like water, Powerade, like a kombucha, like a Sprite, a Coke Zero, maybe like a Gatorade.
Where from?
Like Coles.
Oh.
Woolworths.
Bro, maybe you've got like a parasite. That tells you what you want to eat.
Yeah, like I get a
controlled by a worm.
A lot of cravings when I'm hungover.
You've got a tapeworm that's drinking all your fluids.
Potentially. Potentially, yeah.
That's wild, Uber Eats gets big quick. Like you're like, oh, we'll buy a few things. And you're like, how did it get to like $120?
I would hate to see how much I've spent on Uber Eats. Or like how many orders I've done. I'll be like, oh, it's lunchtime. Can't be fuck leaving the house. Fuck it. And then I'll just order something on like a Tuesday.
During COVID, I reckon I held up the economy. Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah.
So much. It was the only joy you had.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What's
true.
For dinner?
Or your daily walk with a coffee. You know, some places were open for a coffee.
So good. And that was your only socializing. You'd have to like linger at the counter.
In your bubble. You're only allowed
to like,
small
skim
bubble.
Cap and what have you been up to? They're like, get the fuck out of here.
Leave now.
And you try to entice them in. Like with like lollies and stuff. You're like, oh, maybe pick that up. And then there's another one further. You're like, pick that up. And then when he's in, you shut the door. You're like, oh, let's play FIFA together. And they won't sometimes. But I've got a thing with Uber Eats. It depends on the day and depends where I'm ordering from. But often I won't order drinks with my food because I don't want it to make my food cold.
I do hate that when it's in the same bag.
It's in the same bag. And they don't give a fuck if I'm eating a cold burger.
Oh, no. That's the only problem is that because you usually go, you know, 10 to 20 minute order. You go, okay, I'm not going to go anything over 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. But then if it's raining and think, you know, they get delayed. Like I had that with Mexican and my burrito arrived like ice cold.
I don't think you can just call your delivery driver a Mexican.
My burrito.
Okay, Okay, oh, you meant.
And it just arrived like freezing.
The worst.
Like, it's freezing.
Yeah.
The worst one I got in the last
visa
month.
Visa issues.
I got a pizza delivered. This guy must have fallen over. This pizza couldn't have been more fucked up.
Oh, it's just on the side.
Like there was no toppings on it. It was like he took it all off.
Yeah.
And then it was just like weird bread on one side and then toppings on the other side. I was like, the nerve that he came to my door and still gave me this.
Did you report it?
I ate it.
That's literally was my second question. I was like, or did you just eat it?
I did report it though.
Yeah.
And then I was like, fuck, I kind of have to eat it. I'm pretty hungry.
Definitely.
And then I had to remake the pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Smash it.
I report it before I eat it because I need pictures.
Yeah.
So you got to get the photos.
Oh, and then you demolish it.
Yeah, it's free.
Would you guys,
it's free.
If you were a delivery driver and like a little fry was sticking out, like a little chippy, would you have a little nibble? Would you grab it?
I think I would.
I don't think I could help myself.
I think I would.
Like, also,
but
if I was a chef.
That is a slippery slope.
I know.
That's like trying, like, cocaine if you're bagging it up. If you're, like, one of those lingerie girls or whatever, and you're bagging up all this cocaine, and eventually, like, oh, I'll have a little line, and then next minute.
Slippery slope.
Yeah, you're getting your head cut off by Pablo Escobar.
Oh, my God.
No, but don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, you have one chibi. What's that leave? That's a little nibble of the burger.
Now you're a bit thirsty.
Imagine arriving your Uber Eats and there's just like a blatant bite out of the burger. No, it wasn't me. No, that definitely wasn't me. And I'm the same if I was like a chef. There's not a chance that I'm like making a pizza and there's some shredded cheese and I'm not going, that's going straight into my mouth.
Did you ever have a job like that? Like,
no, I've never had a job.
Never had a job?
I was in hospitality one day. I lasted one day in a cafe. Ooh. It was too hectic for me.
Cafes look scary. I never worked in one.
Not fun. I was more of a retail girl. Like I worked in Peter Alexander,
shop.
Pajamas.
You don't smell like shit when you go home, you know?
Yep.
Like
yep.
You smell like chicken if you work at KFC or whatever.
Oh, I do love KFC though.
Yeah, dangerous though. Ooh,
I love the Colonel. Mm. Fuck, I love Wicked Wings.
They are.
Oh, they're so good.
They're wicked. That's why they're called that.
Yeah, they are. They're bad.
Is that what the musical is based on?
I think so, yeah.
KFC's think, Wings.
Yeah, I actually saw the trailer to Wicked the other day. Because
I've never seen it either.
No, I had no idea what it was. I just always knew that like Wicked was a musical. It's like this evil like green woman who comes to some like
I only know about it because our friend Luke Kidgel does a whole bit about it in his stand-up routine. Otherwise, I wouldn't know it. And apparently, the witch isn't very wicked.
It's this. Yeah, it's
she's the green one?
Green one.
Yeah,
isn't it the sequel to Wizard of Oz?
Yeah,
or
so
the
she's the Wicked Witch of the West.
Something like that.
Oh.
I think it's all about her. Or maybe
oh,
it's
the one
other
that
one.
Dorothy goes to see?
Yeah, the scary looking one with the green head.
That makes sense.
That popped up on one of my fucking meme pages. It's like people who know what the snow is in Wizard of Oz. And apparently they use snow. Was asbestos.
Oh, yes. I have heard that.
You know, so when they film Wizard of Oz, the snow or whatever was just asbestos.
That's so funny.
Isn't that like really fucking bad?
Yeah, it's poison. It's they used to build out of it. Like,
dude, they just found like this week, like thousands of cubic meters of asbestos all over Sydney.
Yeah,
like
they
in parks
found, they
and
found
fucking playgrounds
in the park. I take Fennin, in the next
what?
To the police
How does
station.
That just get released?
Apparently, they were using it in mulch. So they're just like, I don't know, it's everywhere apparently.
Oh, great.
It's like
cool.
This big thing, and they're like, how did this happen?
They say if you breathe it in, it's you're fucked and it's in
it's
your
like
lungs
fibers,
forever.
Right?
And it like cuts your lungs up eventually and you die.
Oh, cool, great.
We
won't be going outside for the rest of the year then. Thanks.
Oh,
you fucking terrified
blown.
Me.
It's bad.
Great.
It's blown away by then. It's bad in enclosed spaces. We had an asbestos house we didn't realise. It was like a demo house.
Yeah.
When they're like, because we're living with all the lads, they're like, it's going to get knocked down soon anyway. Do whatever you want. So we were like putting chainsaws through it and punching holes in the walls.
Oof.
And then like one of my mates, the builders, come around and like, I think that's asbestos, eh?
Oh, so you're like, cool, we've
like,
just had a demo asbestos party.
I vacuumed it up. Like, I don't...
So save that for later.
I'll die later. But I'll die from other ways before that. So.
Yeah, me too.
I have a funny thing I want to bring up. First of all, a question. Would you consider yourself good at making decisions, like decisive?
Very indecisive.
Very indecisive. Because my friend's quite indecisive.
Shit.
And he sent around a thing, and I haven't told him I'm talking about this, but it's fine. Don't worry. So he's getting married.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Very exciting.
Coming up.
Okay, I think
he's doing a Bucks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Classic, right?
Yeah.
This is the most man bucks I've ever seen. Yeah. Okay, men very indecisive.
Do you know what's happening at the bucks?
I made the event. I don't know.
He made the event.
Wait, isn't someone else meant to do it for you?
I don't think you wanted to give him that responsibility.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but they're worse than me.
Ready? Okay, details for bucks. 11 a.m., meet at park, location TBD. That's the first bit.
What?
Okay, cool.
We don't know which park we're going to meet at yet. Why is that a problem?
Go to the asbestos one.
Okay.
Thank
you. Thank you. Okay, we'll give him, he doesn't know the park, that's fine. Lunch, somewhere. 2 p.m., that's 2 p.m.
No, cool. But in brackets, probably a pub. I think I said that.
No, it doesn't say that.
Well, mentally, I thought probably a pub.
Yeah, okay, you're like, cool, this somewhere we'll go.
You know, if you knew the park, it'd be easier to find the pub.
I should say, this wasn't all me. This was my best man and my brother,
too. This is you
too.
All
we're,
over
we're
it.
All three the musketeers.
The brain's trust. Oh, so three of you have just got a TBD and a pub somewhere.
Yes,
it gets worse. Yes, okay, that's lunch somewhere. Afternoon, don't know yet. Probably laser tag and bowling.
Wouldn't you do that before the lunch?
This has been, and this has also been sent out to everyone.
How many people?
I don't know. Okay, next up. Night. Possibly a cruise for a couple of hours, depending on numbers. So RSVP ASAP. To what? To what do we RSVP
the,
to?
The park. Actually, the park is what you're
asking. Mystery park.
Whether you come into the box.
When is the box?
You just...
TBD.
Oh, so you haven't even made a date
I think yes. But I was just like, this is the most Frenchy invite I've ever seen.
Bro, all you need to know, okay, I thought...
Well, we can't even meet you anywhere.
I thought that was too much information. I was going to say...
Not enough info, champ.
No info.
At all.
A lot of words.
Why do we need info? Bucks is on this day. It'll be somewhere in Sydney. Just come through and have a good time.
Where?
Come through where?
You know what? You've sold me. You've sold
Lou's
me.
Lou's back in. She's back on his side.
Because you're right. If I know the date, I guess you'll figure out the people.
What do you need 3 weeks in advance, 4 weeks in advance? Oh, we can plan our outfits? No, we know the date.
Yep.
I'm in.
You've sold me. I think as long I'll say one thing you probably need to organise is perhaps the lunch, especially if it's like 30 people.
And maybe a cruise. I think you have to book for something like that. You can't just rock up to the Mariner.
Yeah.
We're going on the Titanic, bro. we're going to
England. You're like possibly a cruise. It's just Rose Bay to Manly. You'll just jump on the ferry.
That's good.
Get drunk and come
bad.
Back.
That's a ferry. And we call it a cruise. That's fun, actually.
And you don't get off, though. You just arrive in Manly. And
we just see where it ends up. I'll keep going back and forth the whole time.
You're just drinking on the ferry.
I wonder if you can stay on. Yeah,
that's kind of fun. They do have a bar on there.
Yeah, they do.
They'll be like, do you want to get off? And we're like, no.
No. This is the bus. Like, where have you been beforehand? Just some random park.
That is a good idea. I honestly didn't think anything was wrong with that. I was like, there's the day.
It was so funny. I started cracking up. I was like, there is not one decision made in this whole thing.
Yeah, that is like complete opposite to a girl's hens.
Mm. Yes.
Like I was invited to one, I reckon, 6 months before it was happening. And it was like... private room locked in, special like guest or whatever, cruise, after party, but like the whole thing locked in.
And the money has been figured out. Everyone's
I paid like 4 months in advance. I got one on Saturday actually. That was not as in advance, but like full like itinerary. That's the word right?
Work.
Yeah. Like full bam, bam, bam from 2 till 5 till 9 and like everything's organized.
Do you have dancers in them?
What do you mean?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Oh, like strippers?
Yes.
Is that common?
Yes, I think, but it's also, it's usually the bridesmaids who organise it, so you don't know until you get there.
Okay.
I feel like it's less common now, don't you reckon?
Now you can get me too'd.
That, yes. But I just feel like, for some reason, the girls' hens seem to be, I don't want to say more classy, but like to be more chic.
I think it depends on the person.
I don't know.
I think that's the problem.
Like some girls aren't having penis straws.
Yeah.
You know?
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
No penis straws at a lot of hens.
No penis straws. No. You at least have to have the penis straws.
I agree.
Or put that in the event. Well, let's get penis straws.
Hey, man, I'm not organising it now.
Fuck, I should have made you the best man.
Get the penis straws. Write it down. Figure out which park you're going to.
You can't have penis straws at a park.
Yeah, we can.
I don't know.
Just straws from far away. If a kid's close enough up to see the straw, something's gone wrong already.
Just you, like a group of like 30 lads sitting
can
around.
I play
with like,
soccer boys?
With like VBs and you've just got penis straws sticking out.
Yeah, that's bands. Let's do that. I kind of want to do a dress up too. Have you been to good dress up parties?
Yes, years ago. I haven't for a while, though. Used to get really into them. I went one as, you know that movie Clueless? Have you seen that?
Yes, oh, classic.
I went as the blonde.
We have sisters.
Yeah, I went as the blonde girl in the yellow outfit.
Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah, my mum made it, like sewed it for me. And then she made me, what's the blonde girl in Game of Thrones? Khaleesi.
Ooh, Khaleesi. Yeah.
She made me that outfit as well, just slaving away.
Did she teach you how to sew or didn't get that?
I just made her slave away. Oh, I've got a dress-up party. Get on the sewing machine, Jill. Yeah. She's better.
Okay, I think we should probably talk about why Lou is a thing.
It's a weird way to say it. Louisa.
What's that? Yeah.
Is a thing.
Well, why? How she became the superstar, successful podcaster, actor, brand ambassador, nugget.
Enthusiast.
Yeah. So yeah, co-host of the We Mean Well podcast. How did that start?
So Jarch and I were doing just like TikToks together, kind of like skits. Mm. And then he always wanted to do a podcast. I wanted to do one. And at first we were going to do it around kind of like viral news stories and putting our own spin on them. And then so we sort of went into the studio the first couple times with that idea. And then we just honestly just started talking fucking dribble.
Yep.
I think we did like two episodes that we were just like, we won't air, we'll just kind of get used to each other. And then we ended up actually using, or two or three, those three episodes, we cut them up into the pilot.
Oh.
And then that's sort of how it happened.
Dope. And is that why your fans are called the bedwetters? Because you're just dribbling?
No, actually, what happened is we were talking about our childhoods and I was like, oh, I used to have this this thing that you'd connect to your undies and it would beep when you were about to piss yourself in the middle of the night.
How did it know?
I don't know. It had like some like little, the little beeper. So it connect to your undies and then it had some like fucking, I don't know, thing that would
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, figure out like the moisture or like the, I think it beeped when you were pissing.
Oh.
I don't think it knew that you were about to.
Wow.
Because this is when we were like eight.
When R. Kelly's on house arrest, he has those on.
And so we were like, I was talking about that and then Josh was like, fuck off. I had a beeper too. And then we were both like, and then we were both like, bedwetters for life. And then
it just became
a thing. And then for some reason we just started calling the podcast listeners the bedwetters. And then now people, because we have the hotline and the bedwetters call up the hotline and we'll talk about how they've got like drunk and pissed themselves.
Yeah.
And
oh, just Frenchie's like, done that.
Yeah.
No, allegedly.
It's a full thing.
Allegedly.
It's okay. I was
changing the sheets once and there was like a big patch.
Huge
patch on like groin height on my side of the bed, not the missus' side of the bed.
Yep.
And I was like, that's kind of random that she would do that and then roll over.
That feels like a bedwetter to me. You got to be proud of it. We're trying to normalize adult bedwetting.
It's not normal.
It's okay.
It's not normal.
It's fine.
I think you were a bedwetter as a child.
I think everyone was, weren't they?
Oh, I wet the bed till I was like eight, like too old.
I think Frenchie did as well. He just thinks everyone.
I did on purpose though. As punishment.
You're like,
because mum wouldn't give me extra dessert, I'll just go and piss the bed. I say, change it, mum.
Piss from
no,
next
you've got to sleep.
Yeah.
You needed plastic sheets.
Well played. But you're from New Zealand, yeah?
Yeah.
Which part?
Christchurch.
Oh, we just did shows there.
Oh, did you?
On Crate Day.
Oh, like that drinking day?
Have you not heard of
Crate
Day?
Yeah, I've heard of Crate. That's where
people talked it up more than they should have.
I think it was a thing, like, 10 years ago, Crate Day was like, people would get like t-shirts made.
It was started by a radio station, did you know that? To welcome the
rock.
First day of summer, The Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah. The Rock FM, playing nothing but rock. Who wants to listen to rock?
Yeah.
And
Crate Day.
Have a Crate Day.
That's fucking genius, cunt.
Didn't you used to work in radio? I saw in my research.
In New Zealand.
I did. And here.
Oh, yeah.
Yep,
What'd you do?
In breakfast radio.
Oh,
It's a running joke on the podcast.
What channel?
Well, I moved over from New Zealand and I was on the Today FM night show with this guy, Danny Lakey. I don't know if you know him. No?
I think so.
He is, I don't know where he is now, on some breakfast show, maybe on Gold Coast. And then,
is he a tall guy?
Yep.
Yeah,
and then
I know him.
So I was on air with him and then left and produced Fitzy and Whipper.
Oh, you're the producer.
Yeah, behind
the
scenes.
Yeah.
That's funny because I used to work for Kyle and Jackie.
Did you?
So we were enemies
producing?
At one point. No, I was video producing. So I was doing like the in-studio and out-of-studio stuff.
Yeah. It's chaos breakfast radio.
God, I always looked at the producers and I was like, you guys are getting punished. Like, it's a shit job.
You're there at like 4:30 and then.
And just answering phones and the pressure and the fucking content.
And then you
directors
go home.
Going,
you go home and you think it's all done. And then at 7 p.m. they want like someone who's been like eaten alive by dance on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, what? Like trying to Google all these people. Like, how do I find them?
Yeah. And then you're like, just call up your mum and you're like, can you pretend you were eaten by ants? Yes. Yeah.
I need you now.
Yeah. What a nightmare.
Is radio dying?
Nah, I don't think so. I think if you're like a diehard fan of a certain show, you're gonna like watch it to listen to it till the day you die. Like Kyle and Jack are still massive. Fitzy and Whipper are still massive.
I think people are just not very tech savvy and they can't be bothered figuring out how to listen to podcasts in the car sometimes. Like there's a whole generation, same generation probably watching TV.
Yep.
Instead of like Netflix, it's just easy. You just press a button.
Mindless as well. Yes. Like you don't have to.
You don't have to decide.
Yeah, you're just like, okay, this is what I'm listening to and this is what's happening. This is what music's playing.
Yeah. No, it's like, it's indecisive. You'd like it.
Yeah.
You should get into radio. Yeah. You should get into radio.
You don't have to make any strong decisions. I've found we never have girls on the podcast. Mm-hmm.
No. Sex is not pigs. Never. Really? You're our second guest.
Who was the first
second
one?
Second female guest.
Who was the first one?
Demi, I think.
Yeah. She was in videos.
In 260 episodes.
Really?
Congratulations. Which is really a credit to you for being number two.
Thanks,
we
guys.
We screen our female guests.
We should have voiced that. I actually went on the
Hello Sport podcast and I was the first female they've ever had. And they just celebrated their 600th episode the other day.
So okay, I would have been not as bad.
I would have been like 580 or something.
The goats. Well, we did have Tom's girlfriend asking questions off camera one episode.
Oh, yep. That counts.
We wouldn't allow her on
we had
camera.
A bogan, yeah, yeah. We had a bogan psychic. With a smoking problem. She did some
We called my mum once.
Yeah. Okay, so you've had a few female figures.
We've got influence, which you can tell.
Good.
And I do feel guilty, so I've tried to find some things to share, like male secrets.
Okay, I'd love
so
to know.
So you can learn and take something away from this.
Perfect.
Not just us taking, okay?
Not just us taking.
As men have done for generations, am I right?
Am I right?
How dare you?
Fuck the patriarchy.
Okay, so this is... Men on Reddit, I found some of guy secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Frenchie, you can agree or disagree?
I haven't heard this one.
Okay. We will never forget a compliment. I used the same conditioner until it went out of production because someone told me my hair smelled like nice.
Is that true?
Yeah, because we don't get compliments often. So if it's someone you don't get compliments about, like your hair or like your looks, like, oh shit, what's
So if you see a man in his like 80s wearing like a bowler hat or something, a lady... Back then.
The 1900s.
Told him it looked nice. And he's like, this is staying on.
That's great to know because I love dishing out compliments.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just going to start saying things.
Because we haven't got any in. We've been hanging out for an hour. What the fuck?
You're like, okay, Lou hates it. No, actually, you went to the bathroom and I said, hey, there's a cool wallet. I love Pokemon.
She did say that.
When I'm in the bathroom, what good is that to me?
Sorry. Well, I'm telling you now.
But you know why I've still got this wallet? Because someone said that to me.
There you go.
That's the whole thing.
Let me have a look
totally,
at that.
That is
a little Pokemon. Is that a little 100%. Pikachu?
I can never get a normal wallet now because I had one like fucking Ninja Turtles. One, everyone's like, don't wallet. I'm like, oh,
this has
me.
Been loved. That's me done. Like, this has been absolutely loved.
Yeah, all my shit's fallen out. It's
that's seen some things.
Like, I can't nothing.
That has seen some things.
Okay. Dudes can be friends for years and not know each other's real names.
Yeah, what is it? Jarch literally will say, oh, in the weekend I'm hanging out with fucking Bulzy, Dodzy, Django, Patango, Ladzy. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, it's just their nicknames. I'm like, do any of them have real names like Peter, John, Blake?
And they're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
Yeah, Tom, I did with Tom 3 years in. I booked him a flight using his full name, Thomas. He's not a Thomas. He's just Tom.
Yeah, that's true. So you gave me...
Wait, what's your real name?
Jimothy.
No, it's not.
That's what he tells people every time we go to a cafe.
Wait, can I guess it?
Yeah, yes.
Can you give me a letter?
It's very exotic.
Okay.
Well, that's not really guessing if you get a whole
letter.
It's
quite easy with the letter.
Okay, don't tell me. You're giving Sam vibes.
Three-letter word. I'll give you that.
You're not Tom.
No.
Jim.
Oof. I wish. I like Jim.
Yeah, Jim's a man name.
Tim.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
No. Jim, yell at me.
Ben. Sorry. Is it Ben?
Yes.
Well done.
I'm good. Well done. It only took me about eight goes.
Not bad. That was
pretty good.
That was four.
Is it Ben French?
Yes.
that sounds, well, you are famous. I was like, that sounds like a famous name you are.
Stop it.
Well, wow, those famous compliments we've heard.
Now I'll give you a compliment. You just walk out of here going, I'm famous, everyone.
Famous name. I was destined.
All right, next one. We don't want to tell you certain things are worrying us because we do not want you to worry too. Now there are just two people worrying, whereas before one was worrying and the other was happy, which is a reminder to us not to worry so much.
Is that like how kind of like men keep things to themselves?
Yeah.
Are you guys good at voicing your emotions?
No. I try.
I don't try. I purposely don't try.
But how? Like, I'm such an open book. If I'm having a shit day, I'm like, guys, this is what's happening.
But yeah, but then I'll bring them down to my shit day.
Nah, that's not how it works.
I'd just rather do passive-aggressive yelling at the TV.
No.
Oh, you picked that case on Deal or No Deal? You're a fucking idiot.
No.
That's true, though, because my fiance, she's very, like, she'll voice everything.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then, like, I almost get annoyed at her voicing complaints because I'm like, you have no idea what's going on up here. Yeah.
Nah, you guys got to get better at that.
Nah, just.
You don't have to do it all the time, but because it's better. What's that phrase? A problem shared is a problem halved.
Oh.
Is that it?
Or is it?
Yeah, but it's also doubled for the other person because they didn't have any problems till you got half of their problem.
No, you can't go by in friendships and relationships not voicing how you're feeling.
Oh, like, you can.
No, trust me. Trust me. You cannot.
You can't. Is it healthy? No. Yeah. But can you do it? Yes.
Okay,
no,
but also you're technically right.
Nature has a way of helping you out. It's called a heart attack. Eventually, we can't deal with it anymore. We'll get a heart attack, and I'm like, I can
on the
relax
toilet
again
with
for
a cheeseburger, something like that. You know,
perfect, fine,
that's glamorous.
Okay.
That's glamorous.
But that's a real one.
That's a real
this
one.
This guy wrote that is, it like this, he was angry.
These
at his
are
wife.
Really good. Can you say?
Oh, I got rid of some.
I've got this link. Yeah.
I went through and deleted this.
But just like, if I'm worried about something, why would you need to be worried about too? It'll happen. Or
he's going to screenshot it to send to his partner.
You need to talk
then
about it.
Then she'll know I'm worried about things.
Yeah, but you got to voice things and work through it together.
I can just write a sick joke and get heaps of laughs next time I'm on stage and then just walk home happy until about halfway, then I'm a bit worried again. Then I'm a bit worried again.
Yeah, I'm like, I need to talk to you guys off here. Something's going on.
Nah, it's just normal stuff. Yeah.
All right, next one. This is deep. We pick the urinal we pee in carefully.
I've got my brain.
I often
just
don't go to the urinal because it's weird.
He sits down to pee.
Bit of me time. No, I don't.
He does.
But
I do
you go and lock the bathroom door.
Yeah.
Why don't you pee at the urinal?
So the problem with urinals that I find in America, they're different because they have walls, slight walls.
Something.
But
happened.
Like, it's not. It's
you get stage fright.
No, I have got that before, but it's more you can see people's dicks.
That's what that was literally where my brain went.
My peripherals are good. I can see dicks.
But do you take a sneak peek on purpose?
Sometimes, depending.
I don't want to see it.
It's depending if you think it's big or not. Because if you,
you can see out of your vision, can't you?
Yeah, you can see a shadow.
If you've got a big one next to you,
you can see before you get there. There's certain people who you think might have a big one, and you're like, oh yeah, well.
And probably because I'm near this guy, and he's trying to look at my dick the whole time.
But I'm not looking for it. But yeah, of course, peripherals. But like, so what? It's just a dick, bro.
So you'll go into.
I'm weird about it.
It's not a hard one that you got to jump on.
You'll go into where you take a poo and lock the door to pee.
Yes.
Well, then everyone thinks you're taking a poop.
That's all right. They're only weird men.
True. He sits down to
pee. The thing I don't like as well is if some guys will do that, they'll go in the stall. But they won't shut the door because they're like, I don't want to shut the door. I'm just peeing. But then you come around the corner, and then you're suddenly in the stall with another man. And then you shut the door. No.
I hate that feeling of peeing and then you haven't locked the door properly and then someone goes and you go, sorry, I'm in here. And it's like that, awkward. But
is it? Because we all think like we don't know how girls pee. We think it's like fun, like he's just sharing, like under the thing, you're sharing toilet paper and stuff. And be like, oh, check out this text my boyfriend sent me. I'm so worried, but a worry halved is a worry shared. And then you put their worry on that.
That happens afterwards when you meet random girls in the bathroom. Yeah, you're like, babe, your hair looks phenomenal. Oh, borrow this lippy. It's so good. Like, skulls queen.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Okay, moving on topics. I should be in radio.
Like, that sounded like a talk show, like an American talk show.
It kind of is. We should have congratulated you right at the start of this, but we will now. Congratulations. I hear you went on a run.
thanks, guys.
I've also heard about the run.
I don't think, everyone's talking about it.
I don't think anyone saw it on social media because I barely posted it at all.
Wait, they probably just saw you going past their houses because you ran so far.
So far, I basically ran the whole of Sydney.
So you went for a run with Ned Brockman, the most famous runner in Australia, the mulleted man who ran from Perth to Bondi.
Yep.
How was it?
The funniest part for me is that, so he was like 5 a.m. and I was like, oh, fuck. He was like, meet outside your house 4:50. I was like, surely we could push it to 5:30, you know? Mm. And then when I walked outside at 4:50 a.m., like half asleep, which I think was almost better because then you're a bit like delusional at the start of the run.
So tired.
He had run from his house, which was in Randwick, to Rose Bay. So he'd already run like 6Ks to arrive at mine. Wow. So he must have left his
showing
like,
off.
4:15 and then we ran 10Ks, which
that's good.
I haven't run since probably like June, and then I went for one quick run beforehand, 3.5Ks. I fucking died. And then he's so inspiring and motivational. It got to 8Ks. I didn't think I'd get past 5. And he was like, if we turn right here, we're going to your house, and if we turn left, he's like, you could make 10Ks.
That's the way to do it, those little milestones for your brain to be like, oh,
I'll buy you a nuggie if we get to 10Ks.
I'll give you some chicken nuggets. So then I was like, I was so tired. I was like, oh, fuck it, we're going left. Because I was like, you got to get the 10K.
Yep.
So then,
Why does it have to be done at 5 a.m.?
He just wakes up early, that bloke. He's like, up at 4.
Because the road are you not allowed to do it, run at like 8?
You can do a run at 8. There's no rules around it. He just likes to do it early.
But then does he sleep in the middle of the day?
Nope. He just runs off. I reckon he'd probably run off maybe 6 hours.
Still running. And then.
Yeah.
Some people have energy. I'll give him that.
He should be in breakfast radio. He definitely should.
There's when he did his first big run, he ran all the way to Bondi and he's blowing up. And I remember someone got a tattoo of him.
I got sent this many times as well.
Tattoo of him. This big tattoo of Ned Brockman's face. Only it didn't look like Ned Brockman's face.
Oh, no.
It was a bit warped. It was a bit
fucked up.
I'm not sure where he got the tattoo, but instead of Ned getting tagged in the photo, everyone kept tagging me.
That's unreal.
And the memes kept coming. Oh, we have Ned Brockman at home and it's Frenchie.
If instead of running to Bondi, he ran to Centrelink.
You're Ned Brockman from Wish.
That's good. So we have a special connection on Instagram.
It's the blonde hair.
And that's what I think one of the things that keeps him motivated is looking at me as a possible future saying don't take the road.
I've heard him say
you're
that
you're running
before.
Down the right road. Yep. Don't end up like Frenchie.
Yep. We've always said that. We've always said that.
So you're going to start running now?
I think I will.
Yeah, but you're inspired.
I thought running with someone, I'd be like, oh, fuck this. But I preferred running with someone. So I think that's what I might try to do.
Yeah, I've never been a runner, but the times I have at like City to Surf, I feel like the group mentality.
Yeah, it's like the adrenaline.
And the bit of competition, your body wants to keep going.
Yeah, if someone's like, oh, I want to stop, you're like, nah. You know, you like can keep going to each other.
Yep.
So I might try and find a running buddy, perhaps.
Mm. That's nice.
Yeah.
Wholesome.
I don't like running with people because then I feel like I have to talk and I can't talk. I'm running too fast.
I didn't think I could talk, but I somehow managed to. Mm. So you're just running
Harvard
too
worries.
Quick.
Do you still have the video of your famous run?
Oh, fuck.
Did you do a famous run?
My friend filmed me running past a bus stop and I thought I was running fast and I wasn't. I have it somewhere I can show you after.
It looks like an old man shuffling. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's bad. I'm definitely, if I didn't tear my groin, I would be running fast the next run, but I've got a week or two of rehab till I can get back on there. I'm going to have to move topics. Taylor Swift's in town.
Mm.
Taylor Swift's in town.
Yep.
Do you like her? Are you going to the concert? Thoughts?
I'm not a Swiftie. You're about
to get cancelled.
I know, probably.
Is that why when you walked in you said Katy Perry's better? I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
No. I'll literally probably get attacked from Swifties for this.
Yeah.
No, I think she's awesome. I'm like, don't get me wrong, I like her music. Like, she comes up on some of my playlists, but I'm just not, like, I'm a diehard Justin Bieber fan. I'm a Bieber through and through. Like, I bought, like, the... when he was coming, like the $2,000 tickets that you could get one photo with him and like 8 strangers.
Oh,
like I bought those. Whereas like Taylor Swift fans would pay thousands to.
Do you still have that photo?
Well, I didn't get it because he didn't come. He got that disease.
Oh, yeah.
He got a disease?
Lyme's disease. Hillsong. But like half his face
He's
went
got
like,
that as well.
Yeah.
Hillsong.
Hillsong.
That's his disease. Oh, yeah,
I was like,
what? He got infected him. So, he's got Lyme disease.
Well, I might be
I thought
wrong.
That was
don't
Selena Gomez had that.
No, she had maybe, I don't know, he's got something that like half his face is kind of paralyzed.
Right. No, you're dead right.
Whoa, yeah, I might, don't do not quote me on this, but I think it's right.
I think Justin Bieber has Lyme disease.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'd like, no, something like that.
No, you're right. I remember seeing that and being like, what?
I honestly, like, it is wild, though, what Taylor Swift has created. Like, her fans insane. Would be the most diehard fans. Like, I thought the Beliebers were diehard. The Swifties, whoa.
She delivers.
She should run for president just because she can.
Oh, she'd win.
Yeah, I would like to
see
it.
She did sit win.
I'd like to see it.
And also, now that she's dating the Travis Kelce, now all the blokes are interested in it if they follow NFL.
I do follow NFL. Yeah.
Now everyone seems to be interested in the love.
Yeah, it's definitely. Oh, we all like a good celebrity love story. There's,
oh, we love
hasn't been a big one in a minute, so I'm glad they're doing that.
Last one would have been Brad and Ange.
He's such
Posh and Bex.
Did you watch that doco?
So good.
So good.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
That was, I loved it. I think Victoria Beckham.
I don't care about
Beckham,
soccer that much, but I really liked it.
Victoria Beckham's fucking hilarious. Like, she's just
she
dry.
She
kind of
gets it. She kind of gets it.
And he's heaps cooler than I thought. Like, I only knew him as, like, a side figure. But, like, seeing, like, his journey and people being such dicks to him,
I
was like,
smart with the marketing, too. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah. Mm.
Sexy man.
When he shaved his head,
almost all his
hairstyles.
I
don't even know which hairstyle was the hottest.
I agree. I couldn't pick. I couldn't pick.
I wasn't sure about his more recent, where he like dyes something. I think his eyebrows was freaking me out. But
still looks
haven't
good.
Seen
still
that hot. One.
I've got a Taylor Swift.
Oh,
bracelet.
Shit. So you're a Swiftie.
Us, man. Us. Where'd you get that?
I think it was on an official merch site, maybe.
No, fuck off. Are you an ass man and a Swiftie?
Oh, mostly just an ass man.
Okay, cool.
But I do like Taylor Swift. I saw Taylor Swift's one of her first tours, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
Everyone says she is amazing live.
It was back in the day. I saw it with my sister. And my ex-girlfriend now, and my sister made me a singlet, and she'd put my face next to Taylor Swift's from the Love Story and had me kissing her.
Wow.
And I wrote, it's a love story, baby, just say yes. And so I wore that. I thought it was hilarious. But then there was a time my sister and the girlfriend at the time went to the bathroom together.
Mm.
And so I'm standing there
in a
crowd of 14-year-old girls wearing that.
Not a good look.
Not as funny.
Not a good
look. Not as funny. The dads were definitely eyeing me off going, who the fuck's this?
Yeah.
Moving their kids aside.
Jarch and I went on a podcast with Lucy and Nikki from the Happy Hour. I don't know if you know them. And we were talking about Taylor Swift and fuck, it was funny. Like one of the girls just went to town on her and was just being like, saying all the stuff about the Swifties. And then we were all like, going to get attacked by the Swifties for this.
Yeah, did you?
Well, it hasn't come out yet.
Well,
we'll find out. TBC.
Funny you said that because we have a segment we like to do called Fake News.
Mm.
And so usually we just make up rumors about them and we can actually do that at the end too. But before we do that, I want to do a Taylor Swift quiz.
Okay.
But you guys are in on it for TikTok and the answers, I want you to guess properly. I'm going to give you a question. You guess what you actually think it is. I'm going to give you answers that are fucking wrong.
Oh, and so then all the people, if it goes
viral.
Be
like, that's not true.
And when I say them, you can be like, oh, no way, I didn't know that, or whatever.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want. I can cut it.
This is a segment we did ages ago, and we said Zac Efron tried to pick up a chick at Nowra Macca's, and we just lied, and then news started picking it up as a real story.
Like,
so that's why we like making
Nowra. Damn.
Like, it's wild what the internet can do these days.
They're seeing out of context clips. They're like, fuck, what?
Yeah, and it can must be start true. A Daily Mail article on this.
Definitely,
there's enough gossip, so I'm going to do the intro. Okay, guys, I want to see who is the biggest Swiftie out of you. I've got a few questions about Taylor Swift. See if you're going to get the answers.
All right.
Who is Taylor Swift dating at the moment?
Travis Kelce?
Yes, Travis Kelce.
No, actually, it's Patrick Mahomes.
Pat, I don't know, Pat.
What type of farm did Taylor Swift grow up on?
Ooh.
Christmas tree farm.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, it's a pig farm. It's a misconception. People think it was actually just pigs.
Love
it's
piglets.
Just
marketing. Yeah, okay.
What was the name of her first album?
Love Story?
Never Mind.
Oh, okay.
What is Taylor Swift's favourite number?
9.
69, so close, obviously. Okay. What famous Australian did Taylor Swift do a duet with on her last album?
Famous Australian. Kylie Minogue.
No, it was Bluey.
Oh, the...
The dog.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I can see that. Right.
Marketing.
Who did more for the BLM movement, Taylor Swift or Beyonce?
All right. I think we'll end it there.
Yes, Taylor Swift. You're correct.
He told me to say that, by the way.
Yeah. Do you want to do some fake news about her? She was eating at a restaurant near my house.
Yeah, she actually was in Surrey Hills.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, who was the girl she was with?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, that's her opener, I think.
She's another singer, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What's a real shithole she could have been seen at? Like a dodgy-ass club or something?
Like eating a kebab somewhere or... Guys, what? As you know, Taylor Swift is in town and she was sighted at 4:30 a.m. on Oxford Street eating an Indian kebab. You know that famous...
Indian Home Diner.
Yeah.
Oh,
they do great
dope.
Kebabs.
She had the like butter chicken tikka masala all over her face.
It's very orange there, but they're delicious.
Apparently she was off her face. She's been at, was it Tool Shed all night or something?
Or the Unicorn maybe?
Yeah, the Unicorn.
She went Unicorn, Beresford, Stonewall, and then... Indian Home Diner.
Great nice. Kebabs though. She's got good choice in kebabs.
Very good.
Mm. Imagine if that gets picked up. Oh.
So silly. How are we doing for time?
Oh, we've got 1 minute.
Cool.
2 minutes. Oh, plenty of time. Well, that's done.
So what's coming up? What's your plans? Keep podcasting? You're going to be an actor? Any big plans?
I'd love to be an actress. Ooh, but
Dramatic or comedic?
Probably comedic is the only way to go. Me trying to be serious just doesn't work.
I loved your, what was it, Hanselina?
Hanselina and Gretel.
Yeah,
we're doing a premiere. You guys will have to come when it's 100%. All locked in. But so this is like a home movie because I was quite,
I've seen it.
Yeah, little 8-year-old Lou, and it's like 33 minutes long.
That's amazing.
And it's
I'll
like
come.
I was like 8, and then it was like our family friend. So there was like, he was like 12 and he wanted to be a director. So we like edited the whole thing on
It looked pretty
iMovie.
Good.
It was actually
it
phenomenal
good.
For a home movie. Yeah.
Kind of a good concept.
But it is, and so there's Hanselina and Gretel 2 as well.
Oh,
and they're like 30
sequel.
Minute long videos.
Do we have to see the first one to get the sequel?
That's a good question.
There's a lot
I
of
should
Easter
probably
eggs,
know
I'm
that.
Sure.
A lot of Easter eggs.
Yeah.
There'll be Easter eggs,
yeah.
Of course there will be.
I should know that, but I'll have to watch them back to figure it out. But fuck, it's funny. Like my mum was sending me clips and I was like, oh my God. But the weird thing is that I actually haven't changed that much. Like the way that I act
then. You were
kind
of good.
The way that I act then just in like my persona though is like similar to how I am now, which is so wild.
Like AC/DC.
Yes.
Like why change if you're crushing it?
Exactly.
Mm.
8-year old Lou to me now. But yeah, so we'll be doing that, and then yeah, just podcast, I don't know, TikTok, social
human
media,
DJ.
The human DJ.
Can we get
a live human DJ?
Can we?
Before we do that, let's just say, where can people find you on social media? What are your tags and all that shit?
I am at Louisa Delden. There's the alarm.
Sorry, time's up. We can't get your plugs.
So sorry.
That was the start of the
bucks. And
box.
You're done.
The bucks is starting.
TBD on where we're meeting, though. At Louisa Delden on TikTok and Instagram, and at We Mean Well TikTok and Instagram. That's the podcast.
Yeah. Check it out.
Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having
really
me, guys.
It was so much fun.
And we're going to end with some human teaching.
Okay. Yes. It's a love story, baby. Just do you remember 21st night, September, when I was 13, I had my first love.
That was good.
I seem to always...
A little possessed.
Was it?
Yeah, the love song.
But too close.
I will find you.
It's like Pitch Perfect meets a horror film.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I'll take that.
Yeah,
that's
it.
A great compliment.
You're welcome. You'll never forget.
I'll never forget that one.
Pitch Perfect. I mean...
See you next week, guys.